What we have to do now is learn how to end a pasuk. So, if we have a supportive tune before the conclusion of a pasuk, so that's most psukim, so then let's say you have a munach before the end of the pasuk, or you have a mercha. Remember, a mercha is a regular comma. So then you end the pasuk, da-da-da-dam, ta-ra-ta-ram. So let's go through a few psukim that way. And let's begin with the 90th chapter. That's a chapter we all know, Tfilah LeMoshe. We say it on Shabbos. Is it better if we go? Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay. So the truth is we could read the whole pasuk. We'll go pasuk by pasuk. The first psukim are all psukim we should know. Tfilah LeMoshe ish ha'elohim Adonai ma'on ata hayita lanu bedo vado munach siluk beterem mapach legarmei, right? Because there's the line after the mapach. Beterem harim yuladu. Notice the harim. It has a tzinorit, and then it has a mapach, but neither one is its own tune. They're both supportive. So again, Beterim harim yuladu vatecholel eretz vetevel umeolam ad olam ata el mercho. So siluk. So that's same tune again. Tashev enosh ad daka vatomer shuvu v'nei adam ki elef shanim. Again, the ki and the elef are both supportive. The shanim is a pazer, even without the line, right? The pazer on its own has that tune. Ki elef shanim be'einecha ki yom etmol ki ya'avor ve'ashmura v'alayla mercha siluk.
The reverted etna is nothing like elef.
Right. That's the what you see under the elef is the sign you that's a sign that goes before a pazer. Its name is galgal. It's called a galgal. It's the upside down etnach, right?
It acts like a munach.
It acts like a munach, right? Ki elef shanim. Yes. Let's continue. Zeramtam sheina yiyu baboker kechatzir yachalof baboker yatzitz vechalaf laerev yemolel veyavesh. Ki chalinu ve'apecha uvachamatecha nivhalnu shata avonoteinu lenegdecha alumeinu lim'or panecha. The next pasuk has something unique. Sometimes you have what we have in the next pasuk, tarcha, tipcha, munach, siluk. When you have a tarcha munach siluk, that has a special tune. So we'll skip it for now, and we'll get back to it. That's one special tune. If you go, you see kilinu shaneinu chemo hege. That's the tune. We'll do that in a minute. So we said when you have a munach or a mercha before the end of the pasuk, that's the tune we've done so far. Munach siluk. Bidor, vador. Let's go over the psukim now. Ata, keil, shuvu v'nei adam, v'ashmura v'alayla, kechatzir yachalof, munach siluk, yemolel v'yavesh, uvachamatecha nivhalnu, lim'or panecha. Again, munach siluk, or mercha siluk. If we skip the next pasuk, we see the following pasuk, Yemei Shnoteinu, that pasuk has something else. You see, on that pasuk, what we see is the word before the final word has what to, and that's in Revi'a Mugrash, right? So, Ki Gazchish. And then, when you have a siluk as a standalone, so then it has the tune, Tarararam, Tarararam, Vana'ufa. So in the next pasuk, you have the same thing again. Mi yodea oz apecha, uchiratecha, uchiratecha, evratecha, siluk. We'll skip the next pasuk, and again, the following pasuk has that. Shuva Adonai, admatai, vehinachem, al avadecha. The next pasuk, same thing. Sabeinu vaboker chasdecha, unranena venismecha, bechol yameinu. We'll skip the next pasuk, and the following one has the same thing again. Yera'e el avadecha fa'olecha va'adarecha al b'neihem. Next pasuk, we'll just do the last words. U'ma'asei yadeinu konenehu. So again, if you have a munach siluk, it's munach siluk. And when it's a standalone, so then the siluk has its own tune. Tarararam, siluk, konineyu, siluk. So, mercha or munach is munach, siluk. And if it's a standalone siluk, then it's tararara, siluk.